Your smartphone predicts your next word before you type it. Netflix queues up exactly what you want to watch. Your car warns you about traffic jams you haven't encountered yet. These aren't isolated conveniences. They're early tremors of what Malcolm Frank, Paul Rohrig, and Ben Pring call the fourth industrial revolution. When their book hit shelves in 2017, even skeptics in corner offices sat up and listened. Jeff Immelt at GE, Satya Nadella at Microsoft, leaders across industries began rethinking their entire playbook. What seemed bold prediction then now feels like yesterday's news, as AI has exploded from boardroom buzzword to everyday reality. But here's the twist. We're not heading towards some distant sci-fi future. The transformation is happening in the next 5 years, and the question isn't whether machines will do everything, it's what you'll do when they do. Something feels off about our economy. Wages stagnate, productivity crawls, paychecks don't stretch, yet headlines scream about robots stealing jobs. What if this stagnation is actually the calm before an unprecedented boom? History reveals a pattern. In the 1850s, oil seeping from coal mines seemed worthless, until Scottish chemist James Young's distillation process transformed it into liquid gold, launching an industrial revolution. Today, we're in a similar moment with data and AI. The technology exists, but most companies treat their data like that brown gunk, a costly burden, rather than untapped treasure. Every major technological shift follows an S-curve: slow adoption, explosive growth, eventual plateau. We're transitioning from the flat bottom to the steep climb. Agricultural work plummeted from 80% of American employment to under 2%. Yet we didn't face mass unemployment. We created entirely new categories of work. Three forces are converging: technology embedding into everything, ubiquitech, recognition that today's systems will look primitive by 2030, and businesses mastering the three M's: raw materials, data, new machines, AI systems, and business models that monetize both. Consider New Classroom's innovation partners, which demolished the factory model of education with fluid environments where 60 to 80 students rotate through stations with multiple teachers. Lessons happen online, grading is automatic, and by 6 a.m., each student receives a personalized plan based on yesterday's progress, bringing elite private academy attention to public schools. Oxford researchers predicted 47% of U.S. jobs would vanish to automation by 2025. Reality? About 12% automated away, balanced by 13% new jobs created. Transformation, not apocalypse. The key is distinguishing jobs from tasks. An accountant documents transactions, easily automated, analyzes trends, partially automated, and provides strategic counsel, decidedly human. Forrester Research found only 20% of knowledge work, the boring, repetitive parts, gets automated. Knowledge work differs fundamentally from factory work. Automation doesn't just replace labor, it creates entirely new products. Your customized newsfeed drawing from thousands of sources would be impossible to produce manually, expanding the pie rather than simply dividing it. Impact follows a slowly, slowly, suddenly pattern. Radiologists once spent hours examining x-rays. Now AI systems analyze scans in seconds. Radiologists haven't disappeared. They've become diagnostic specialists interpreting AI findings and handling complex cases. Behind modern services like Uber and Netflix lies a system of intelligence, fundamentally different from older systems of record that simply stored information. Three features distinguish them: self-learning software that improves with use, massive cloud computing power, and unprecedented data collection. Netflix offers a perfect example. 75 million subscribers interact through elegant apps, while machine learning powers recommendation engines processing billions of events daily. The entire infrastructure runs on Amazon Web Services. Netflix owns zero servers. Here's the kicker. Building your own system of intelligence is increasingly accessible. Technology costing millions a decade ago now costs hundreds monthly through cloud services. A single Airbus A350 generates 2.5 terabytes of data daily, equivalent to 524,000 complete works of Shakespeare. Data is this revolution's raw material, superior to oil. It's cheap to extract, infinite, shareable, and its value grows exponentially with volume. Like oil, data must be mined, refined, and distributed. Most companies view their data as problematic muck, costly to manage with unrealized value. By 2020, the competitive battleground shifts to refining data into actionable insights through analytics. Traditional companies with physical assets, airlines, banks, manufacturers, possess a unique advantage, leveraging existing infrastructure as data generators. But this advantage is perishable. Uber demonstrates the threat by pooling massive data from assets owned by others. To compete, companies must become hybrids, blending physical and digital elements. Four traps derail transformations: doing digital versus being digital, superficial changes without rethinking business models, the FANG trap, blindly imitating tech giants, the boil the ocean trap, massive initiatives that collapse, start small, and digital denial, believing your industry is immune. All industries face transformation, just at different speeds. The authors propose the AHEAD model, five distinct approaches to business model transformation. Automate represents the foundation, not 3 to 6% cost reduction, but 30 to 60% or more. TriZetto uses software robots to decrease healthcare costs by up to 90% for some processes. Consider your last airport trip. EasyPass tolls, automated parking, self-service check-in, ATMs. 20 years ago, every touchpoint required a human worker. The greatest potential lies in back and middle offices, claims processing, trade settlement, HR administration, where highly repetitive tasks are performed at scale. Halo means creating digital twins of physical assets. South African insurer Discovery Limited transformed their business by connecting insurance with wellness tracking, offering discounts on healthy food and Apple Watches to members maintaining healthy lifestyles. GE's Tier 4 locomotive, equipped with over 200 sensors, creates a rolling data center, enabling zero unscheduled downtime through predictive maintenance. Industrial leaders are making bold moves. Kevin Plank at Under Armour envisions affecting global health through connected fitness, while Jeff Immelt declared that industrial companies are now in the information business, whether they want to be or not. Enhance focuses on human-machine collaboration. Remember navigating with printed directions in 2003? Getting lost, missing exits, arriving stressed? Now, Waze guides you turn by turn, rerouting automatically. That's enhancement, technology making difficult tasks effortless. McGraw-Hill's Alex creates personalized learning pathways, handling routine grading so teachers focus on meaningful instruction. As technology handles routine tasks, human qualities become more valuable. Companies like Zappos and Apple show how automation frees employees to deliver more humanity. Abundance means creating new markets through radical affordability. Narayana Health in India provides bypass surgery for $1,200 compared to $100,000 in the United States, with comparable outcomes. As processes become instrumented and digitized, products shift from human-based to machine-based delivery, becoming subject to Moore's Law and enabling dramatic cost reductions. Discovery represents both catalyst and outcome. Netflix deploys algorithms revealing that viewing behavior matters more than demographics. A 19-year-old might love documentaries about wedding dresses. Apply digital Kaizen, small continuous improvements accumulating into significant impact. The University of Kentucky uses real-time analytics to improve student retention by 1.3%, a modest gain with substantial downstream effects. The AI utopia versus dystopia debate misses the point. The future will contain both opportunity and disruption. It always has. Intelligent machines will inevitably permeate all products, exposing non-intelligent systems as obsolete. The digital innovations of the past 70 years are merely precursors to revolutionary impacts coming in the next 15 years. Just as 1870s England was utterly transformed from the 1840s, compounding digital progress will fundamentally reshape our world. What matters? Even when machines can do everything, people remain the ultimate variable. Humans must decide to instrument everything, harvest data, teach algorithms, and invest in technology. Recent headlines illustrate the pace. Esports broadcasts outperform NBA Finals viewership. GM bets on car-sharing models. Blockchain revolutionizes finance. AI composes Beatles-style music. Winners in this digital build-out will be those who stop debating and start building. This isn't about fearing AI or blindly embracing it. It's recognizing it as the next productivity tool. Innovation has always propelled humanity forward. The question isn't whether to participate, but whether you'll lead or be left behind. The revolution isn't coming. It's already here, hiding in your pocket, waiting in your data, ready in your next decision. What will you build?